Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Now, don't forget, in 1.5 hour, Santa Claus is going to be here. So get the little ones, get the little guys around the phone, and we'll take your phone calls for Santa Claus coming up at the bottom of this hour on The Phil Hendry Show, just as our way of saying Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah. Well, I guess Hanukkah wouldn't apply, but, you know, just any religion that it's cool with. Just any religion that's cool with Santa Claus. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Maxim Magazine, kind of an interesting magazine. I had not really been too familiar with it until it was pointed out to me that it sells more copies than Details, GQ, and Sports Illustrated combined. I mean, they have an Maxim has a circulation of 250,000. It's unbelievable. It's like 250,000 a month. Anyway, they got a very interesting article this month in the magazine called Sports Felon Hall of Fame. Some athletes display their finest, purest acts of heroism off the field, but not these guys. Some of these names you may know, and some of them I'm not too clear about. Lawrence Phillips, arrested for domestic violence, false imprisonment, assault twice, making a terrorist threat, and lots more. Lawrence Phillips, of course, as you know, running back with the, I believe it was Nebraska, and went on to play some football with the St. Louis Rams. John Kordick, you know the name John Kordick? John Kordick, well, according to defenseman Dave Shand, Kordick might have been the toughest guy in hockey, but totally wacko. He'd spear you in the face for nothing. Maybe because Kordick was wired on cocaine, booze, and steroids. Kordick won the Stanley Cup in 1986 with the Montreal Canadiens before being traded to Toronto, Washington, where he logged 101 penalty minutes in seven games, and finally Quebec. On the night of August 8th, 1992, a drugged-up Kordick fought with 9 cops at Quebec's Motel Maxim. Yo! The Mounties eventually subdued him, needing 2 pairs of handcuffs to restrain his arms. Kordick died on the way to the hospital. Boy, that's great. I mean, no, that's terrible that happened. I'm very sorry. How about that, huh, Janice? You're from Canada. How about the, you know, that white boy got it all over any black guy I ever heard about down here. Any black felon, that white boy got it all over him. 9 cops? All right. Nice going, dead man. Bad News Barnes, arrested for cocaine, marijuana, gun possession, eluding police, assault, shoplifting videos, and women's underwear. Marvin Bad News Barnes got his nickname the old-fashioned way. He earned it, beating a college teammate with a tire iron. He bounced around the ABA, the American Basketball Association, which, by the way, we have a link to a wonderful site, Remember the ABA, on the Phil Hendry website, just if you want to get a little more information about Bad News Barnes. He bounced around the ABA and the NBA. Owners couldn't resist his talent. He called himself Superman, and few argued. But Marvin couldn't resist cocaine. When I was playing for the Celtics, Barnes admitted, I was snorting coke right there on the bench while the game was going on. I guess I don't need to say that my career didn't last much longer than that. No, but his prison career sure did. Steve Howe, a lot of us here in Los Angeles remember the name Steve Howe, arrested for cocaine, gun possession, DUI, sharp pitcher with a killer fastball and a baffling curveball. Howe was equally adept at fooling judges. His drug habit got him busted a record 7 times, earning him a lifetime ban from baseball, according to Commissioner Faye Vincent. His luck, fastball, and manager's patience all ran out in 1996. 2 days after being released by the Yankees, he was caught at New York's JFK Airport with a loaded gun. Yay. Dave Meggett, arrested for assault, theft, rape, twice, and soliciting prostitution. All right, let's see if we have this straight. Dave Meggett is a star running back for the New England Patriots and the NFL's all-time leading punt returner. He makes millions of dollars. So in 1998, he allegedly rapes a prostitute, a breed known for frigidity, in a $460 a night hotel room, beats her up, and steals $400 from her. Actually, we aren't missing anything there. Cops say he also recently forced a woman into his Porsche outside a South Carolina bar and raped her. Oh, and on February 7th, 2000, he offered an undercover cop a whopping $40 for the honor of having sex with him. And the undercover cop was a guy. So, all of this just absolutely lends credence to my claim that professional athletes, you got to party with these guys because they're fun. There's no doubt about that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Here's Tony. Tony, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
What's up, brother?
How you doing?
How you doing? Merry Christmas.
You too.
Man, I'm so glad you're live, bro. I mean, I'm getting all these other guys are just pumped in crap and just pre-recorded stuff and stuff they did in their archives.
Oh, you mean the our show is a live show?
Yeah, it's live.
You mean we you know, pre-recorded comedy you're talking about?
Well, no, just the fact that you're live. I mean, everything else is, you know, like, you know, Stern and you know.
Isn't he live?
No, he's not. He's been recorded for like the last week, I think.
Oh, you mean this Christmas week?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we're going to be taking next week off.
Well, that's fine, but at least you're on the job.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me at least the week of Christmas off.
Whoa.
But, you know, you know, a guy does need a vacation, but hey.
Well, I understand that, but, you know, it's just sometimes, you know, like, you take 2-3 weeks off at a time.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And we're listeners. We look forward to your show.
Thank you.
We pay attention to your show.
I don't know about taking... First of all, I can't get 2 weeks off. If I ask the boss, can I take 2 consecutive weeks off? I get a number of weeks a year vacation, but I'm not allowed to take more than 5 days off in a row.
Well, how much time does Bud Dickman get off?
Bud Dickman, first of all, he's on work release, so he goes back to county at night.
Yeah, that's
then tough. He comes and he works during the day. Right. So you don't get much vacation from that. Now, he is due for release spring of 2004, and... You know.
Hey, what I was wondering, what I really wanted to call up and ask you is, are you ever going to do like a show where people get to call up and do their best impressions of your characters?
No, we aren't.
You're not?
No. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go down here to Adam. Adam, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hey, Phil.
Hi, Adam.
Love the show.
Thanks.
The Backstage Pass rocks, but the webcast is even cooler.
What do you like about the webcast?
Just the fact that we can see what's going on, because before now we had to picture what's going on in the studio.
Now you see our studio, our little tiny studio, huh?
And your characters look similar now, you know?
Yeah, they all look the same, because
exactly.
It's me. Yeah.
Different masks, though.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Phil.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for doing the webcast thing
Absolutely.
With us.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Bye-bye. We got a real spike in our subscriptions, which we're very, very grateful for, doing our webcast, which started this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Now, this is on demand, so you can see this anytime you want. Go to our website, philhenryshow.com. You can still sign up for a Backstage Pass if you're not a website member. And with that Backstage Pass that you sign up for right now, you can get our webcast on demand. So you didn't get to see it live, per se, but you can at least watch a little bit of it. You can watch the whole thing as it happened, you know, tape delayed. Here's Paul on the Phil Henry Show. Paul?
Dude, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. From Memphis, but those people suck. You got dropped from, what is it, AM 600. So I have to move to KC.
Beautiful.
What I really want to know is... you guys perform differently when you know people are watching?
No.
No.
No, when the camera was first in the office when we were doing our prep, we were sort of conscious of it, but then we totally forgot about it. We got into the it's a really small camera too. You ought to see this thing. The thing's about the size of a flashlight.
Sweet.
And it's just sort of sits there like a small friendly little robot or something.
Well, yeah. Cool. I love the show, and I'm real sick of all the lowbrow crap that's out there. You guys, you know, it's funny because it makes you think.
Well, thanks. I know. I think our stuff is extremely intellectual, especially talking about a preacher springing a hard-on in a diaper. I think that's definitely classic. Yeah, I think that definitely is the highbrow stuff you're looking for. All right, man. Thank you very much for your call.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. Merry Christmas. Yes, when you're looking for the highbrow, hi-fi comedy of the airwaves, check out the Phil Henry Show, where there's a guy in a diaper, sporting one. It's laying in the manger there. 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, at the bottom of this hour, in just a few minutes, I want you guys to get the little ones around the phone. Santa Claus is going to be here, and he's going to be rapping to your kids. So don't forget that number, little ones, 1-800-449-8686, and you'll be able to talk to Santa Claus. Carlos, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Man.
Hello, Carlos.
Seeing you on the webcast, pretty awesome.
How you
doing?
Kind
of scary, though, you know?
Yeah, I'm a bald freak. One quick question, man.
I got a sore throat, got a date tonight.
Yeah.
And I remember you had one, and you said you went to the doctor, and it cleared it up in one day. What was that?
Oh, I got I got a decongestant and I got a, I guess it's a steroid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like steroids because steroids reduce, if you'll pardon the expression, the swelling.
Right. Do you know what it was called, the exact, per se?
Man. Here. You know what it is, man? I took five the first day, four the second day, three the third day. You know that one I'm talking about? It is. They give you a packet, and they say, here's your medicine for the first day, and it's all five lined up. Then the second day, it's four. Then the third day, it's three. Until the last day, you only
and
take
you're
one.
Set then, huh, after that?
Yeah, is that what the doctor gave you?
No, I haven't gone to the doctor. I got to go, though. Cause...
Yeah, that's what it'll give you. It's this is a kind of a new therapy, a new deal that it was terrific, man. I mean, I had a bad throat there back in September, and I was able to go back to work. It was perfect the next day.
Well, man, it's awesome to listen to you on the show.
Thanks for listening.
Down here in Houston, of course, I got to listen to you on the Internet because they got the stupid rockets zoning you out all the time. So.
Rockets in Houston,
yeah,
the heat in Miami.
We're on a 14-game losing streak. So.
Soccer game in L.A. All right, man. Thanks for calling, though, Carlos.
Love the show, man.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye. Yeah, someday it's going to bust for us. And when it does, it's going to bust wide open. One of these days, this town's going to be like my oyster. Oh, it's going to be sweet. Yeah, it's going to be sweet.
Really, Eddie?
Yeah. What you looking at?
Well, it's this tapestry that we stole from the church.
You like it, huh?
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's really, really beautiful.
Well, why don't I just burn it? That was just a line from a Western that I saw once. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Come on, kid. The gas station isn't up until...
I think I did it again.
All over the car seat. Will you pull over? Pull over. She did it on the car seat. How do I know, man? She said that, you know, you're the one that's supposed to bring the diaper bag. It's your daughter, too.
Well, I just don't understand.
Well, that's tough. That's about the funniest take on that I've ever heard in my life. Hey, we're driving along. What's that? What do you mean? You overfed her with the bottle? She's... Is that gas? Oh, God. Yeah, that's gas, okay? So what, we should pull over or something? Get the diaper bag out, okay? Honey, Daddy will get you to the gas station.
I think I did it again.
Yep, there it is, all over the floor mats. Okay. All over my floor mats! All right, let me go over here. Anna, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
Hey. Listen, I just want to say that people call me all the time because they think my number is your number because I have an 800 number that's the same. It's real close. And they don't believe me when I tell them. They don't believe me when I tell them I'm not you. So they just, I mean, that's not the Phil Henry Show. So they just go on, and it's so funny.
Well, tape some of that and send us. I'll split the profits with you.
But you know what?
What are you doing? You sound like you call a lot of talk shows, though. This is very strange. Sounds like you're very comfortable with calling talk shows.
No, I've never called before in my whole entire life.
You're very comfortable. You don't sound nervous or anything.
Oh, I'm kind of a ham.
So you dig radio shows and you call them, though?
No.
You don't call, not mine.
I have never called a radio show in my life.
So you sit at home with your ham radio?
No. You know what it is? I logged on, I signed up for your
webcast.
Webcast.
Yeah.
And because you're so funny.
Uh-huh.
And I had to see it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've tried to tell people about you and, you know, how you, you know, you do the voices and the stuff.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Anna. It's my daughter. Hold on for a minute, will you?
I think I did it again.
Oh, will you clean her up? So listen, Anna.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to have you out there.
I am your fan.
I want to say something about Pedro. Pedro is my favorite part of L.A. because it's industrial. It's a harbor town. It's a lot of tattoo parlors and good food, good stand food, good Mexican stand food. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And really cool little neighborhoods, old-timey L.A. neighborhoods down in Pedro.
A lot of Slavic stuff, too.
It's cool. Have you ever just gone down to Harbor, man, to Pedro? Do it sometime. If you want to, those of you who don't know Los Angeles, if you ever want to really see the cool part of L.A., go out to the rail yards. Go out to the eastern part of the city where all the warehouses are. Go down to Pedro. I'm serious.
It's great.
There's a really cool flick called To Live and Die in L.A. They shot the whole thing
in San Pedro.
In Pedro, and it is the coolest looking movie. The movie sucked, but it was cool looking.
Yeah.
It had William Peterson, who's also a good actor. But after that, it gets a little nasty. All right, Anna, thank you for calling.
Oh, it's been great.
God bless. Okay. Thanks for buying our webcast.
All right.
The money goes to... it doesn't go to any charity.
It goes to a good cause.
It doesn't go to a charity. Thanks for calling, though, okay?
All right, but I just want you to know that, I mean, you get more calls than you think you get.
Yeah, great, thanks. I'm glad they're all going to your house. Thanks a lot, bye. Someday when we're dying for calls, Anna's down there doing her own show.
Yeah, hey, let me do a voice for you.
Excuse me, gas? Oh. Oh, well, what is this, huh? This is leather. This is this. Here, see? This is leather. Leather! It's the stupidest thing. All right, look. Get the kids around the phone and make sure they call in. The number is 1-800-449-8686 because in just a few minutes, Santa Claus is going to be here on the Phil Henry Show. And I think it's going to be an exciting thing for all of the kids. Hear me go to our next call. Bill. Hi, Bill. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal rule.
All right, RC, thanks. Here is Randy. Randy, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
How you doing, Phil?
Good.
Big time fan.
Thank you.
I want to let you know I've been listening to your show for 4 months now and probably missed it 3 times. I wanted to get your opinion on something.
You've heard a lot of bad radio then.
No, I've heard the best radio I've ever heard.
Thanks.
I like, you are definitely number one. I like Imus. I think he's great, but I'm no longer a clone or a ditto head or an Art Bell man anymore.
Really?
No, you're the real thing.
I think we ought to call our listeners something.
That's a good one.
I don't know, I'll think of that. Craig came up with asshole. I don't like that at all. No. Go ahead. What did you want to ask my opinion about?
Well, I wanted to find out if you think that the network sitcoms suck as much as I do now.
Do I think the what?
The network sitcoms suck as much as I do.
No, I think a very good show. Undeclared is a hysterically funny show. Malcolm in the Middle hits a lot of balls out of the park. 70s show. That's a show that I don't really particularly dig. My kids think that 70s show is a riot. Every time I flip that show on, man, it's like I'm watching Happy Days. I got the same sense. In other words, it's cool, but it ain't, you know, cutting-edge stuff. It ain't even really making me laugh out loud.
Do you think any of it compares to Seinfeld?
No, well, yeah, I mean, Undeclared is... I think Undeclared is a very funny show. I think
really?
That, like I say, Malcolm in the Middle. Seinfeld wasn't always funny. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm saying anything that is, you know, sacrilegious. It wasn't always a riot. It was sometimes it was a bit manic. But, you know, what the hell, man? That show was brilliant in that it did what it did for so many years. So Seinfeld is great. There's funny stuff on the air right now. I just can't think of any of it. But okay, Phil Henry.
1-800-449-8686. The Bill Hendry Show is back.
Well, guess who is in studio? Come on in, Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Hello, everybody, I'm Santa Claus.
Well, it is good to have you with us, buddy. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Santa, it's a gas, man, to have you with us.
Well, Phil, it's always a great pleasure to be with you. And it's always a great pleasure to speak to all the little boys and girls about Christmas time. You know it's a very blessed time, Phil. And we're going to do our very best, myself, Mrs. Claus, and all the elves, to make this a memorable Christmas for all the boys and girls.
That is cool, man. I remember when I was a kid, I would lie awake at night, then I'd hear you on the roof, and then I'd pretend like I was asleep.
Well, that's good. You know, I understand that little people all stay awake and don't want me to know that they're awake, and that's all right. But Santa Claus wants you to pay attention to your mommy and daddy so that you get a good night's sleep, and when you wake up in the morning, there's all the presents under the tree.
Well, Santa Claus, I was hoping maybe some of the kids would call in and you can rap to them.
I would absolutely love it, Phil, and we'll talk to all the little people to see what they want for Christmas.
All right. Now, our number is 1-800-449-8686. If you're a kid that you want to talk to Santa Claus, you give us a call, 1-800-449-8686. And you'll talk to the kids about Christmas, huh?
Well, I'll be happy to talk to the little ones about what kind of a year they had and what they want for Christmas. And I'll be very busy over the next few days.
I imagine that you will be getting all of the toys out to all the kids, right?
That's right.
And all of those questions about how you get around the world and...
Well, you know, it's the magic of Christmas, Phil, more than anything else. The magic of Christmas can do so much. And if you're only willing to believe just a little tiny bit, you can have a remarkable time with your childhood. And Christmas will last the whole life through. Because I believe that Christmas is not only for the little ones, it's for adults as well. For all of the grown-ups, for all of the people, anyone who's lost their way or lost hope, Christmas provides a wonderful opportunity for us to believe in magic.
Wow. And you hit the post, as we say in the DJ business.
Oh, well, I'm very, very happy to be with you.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Santa Claus has joined us here on the Phil Hendry Show. So if you want to talk to Santa, give us a call. Those of you who are watching us on our webcast, you can also see Santa Claus as he sits in studio with us. And you showed up with all the reindeer, too?
Yes, I most certainly did show up with the reindeer. And I showed up with a couple of my elves and helpers and things.
And you won't be out doing your thing until December the 24th.
On Christmas Eve, that's when we'll begin to deliver all of the toys.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Is that Army? Army. Well, let me go over here to Army.
Is it Santa?
Army, are you there?
Uh-huh.
Santa Claus, here's Army.
Hello, Army.
Hi.
How are you, son?
Good. I love you.
I love you, too. What would you like for... What are you going to have
for... I have a broken jet, and the nose has broken... And can your elves fix it?
Yes, of course they can fix it, Army. And we'll do our very, very best. Have you been a good little boy?
Mm-hmm.
All year long?
Mm-hmm.
And you're obeying your mommy and everyone, and you do what they ask you to do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well then, Army, I think you'll have a very good Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You, God bless you, and have a good Christmas, Army. And I'll be visiting you very soon.
And I love you.
I love you too, Army.
Okay, Army, there goes Santa. Thanks a lot, pal.
I will.
What did he say?
Nothing. I don't, it's probably nothing at all.
What did he say?
No, I don't know what he said.
Well, let me just tell you, I've come a long way, so...
No, he didn't say anything. 1-800-449-8686. Take some calls for you, Santa Claus?
Yes, of course.
All right, let me go over here to... Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hi, Santa Claus. Santa, it's Kate.
Hello, Kate.
Hi, Santa.
How are you, dear?
Good.
And what can we do for you, me and the elves and Mrs. Claus?
Well, I was wondering how long it takes to get around the Earth in one night.
Well, you know, Kate, I get that question quite a bit. And it is, as I said to Mr. Henry, the magic of Christmas. But I'm able to get to every boy and girl who believes in the magic of Christmas all over the world in one night.
Yeah?
Yes, I am, Kate.
Cool.
All right, and I'm going to be visiting you, too.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to seeing you, too, Kate, and I hope you've had a good year, and I hope you've been good to the people around you. Have you?
Uh-huh.
Very good, Kate, then. Let's hope that we'll be seeing you soon. It'll be a wonderful Christmas for you.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Kate. Goodbye, dear.
All right, so she's going to have a good Christmas, huh?
You can move on now.
No, but I've just...
It's really none of your business.
All right. Aaron's up here.
Let's talk to Aaron.
All right. Aaron, hello. Here's Santa Claus.
Hello, Aaron.
Hi.
Hi, Aaron. How are you? It's Santa Claus.
I want to tell you something.
Yes, dear. What's that?
Do you remember something? I want a scooter.
Uh-huh. Yes, dear?
And I want a new plane and some big trucks.
You want some buckshot and an airplane and...
No, I think you want...
Oh, I can handle it. What did you say you wanted, dear?
Big truck.
Oh, a big truck. A big truck.
And I want a plane, too.
And an airplane. Have you been a good...
No, not an airplane. A crane.
I think he said crane.
Hold on for a minute, Aaron, all right?
Okay.
You want to get out of my face?
No, I think he...
No, do you want to... Aaron, you said a crane, didn't you?
Yeah.
I knew that. I was just testing you. Ho, 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 ho. All right, Aaron. A crane it is.
And if
you're a good little boy, we'll bring all of that. Unless, of course, you're a girl. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
And I want something else, too. It's some
tea. And you want some soup. All right.
Not soup. Some choo-choo.
Oh, you want a choo-choo train.
Yeah.
Yes,
Quail Bell. And I just want Quail Bell because...
You want Quail Bells.
Quail Bell.
I don't know what to...
What is that again, Aaron? What is that?
What did you say, Aaron? Quail Bells?
Clarabelle.
What is that?
Clarabelle. Yeah, that's Thomas the Booze.
Well, he got into the booze, I know.
He didn't say that.
I'm sorry. All right, Aaron, dear, we're going to have a very Merry Christmas together, and I want you to say your prayers and... you know, do the things that your mommy and daddy ask you to do, and everything's going to be just fine. All right, Aaron?
Okay.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. What a cute boy.
Yeah. See, he said...
I know what he said. Quail bells.
Well, I'm just trying to help.
Right.
Okay, another call for Santa Claus, 1-800-449-8686. Santa's got to be on his way, so we're going to try to get some of these calls in here. Let's go over here to Rudy. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Santa Claus.
Hello, Rudy.
Hi.
Hi, Rudy, it's Santa Claus.
Oh,
Rudy, you have your radio turned up. You need to turn your radio down, Rudy.
My name's Brody.
Oh, it's Brody, all right.
John Brody wasn't that my name.
John Brody's your name.
Yep.
Ask me again and I'll tell you the same.
I want a big choo-choo train.
All right, a choo-choo train.
And
wow.
And
Must be an echo on the line. Yeah.
And something, and I want a Power Ranger.
Oh, you want a Power? I haven't had any requests for Power Rangers in a long time, Rudy. I mean, Brody.
Because Power Rangers...
Thank you very much.
I guess his line cut off.
Yeah. Oh, Brody, you're not there? Well, we lost his line, but I got Choo Choo Train and Power Ranger.
All right, Santa Claus, take another phone call here.
I'd love it, Phil.
All right, let's go over to, I believe it's Sierra. Sierra?
Yes?
Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. Here's Santa.
Hello, Sierra. Santa Claus here. How are you?
Hi.
Hello, dear.
I was just wondering, does Rudolph need a battery charger for his nose?
No, you know, it's just the way he was born. And when we found Rudolph, that's what led us to him. We saw this bright red nose in a winter mist in the forest. And I said, my goodness, who is that? And Rudolph came over to me. And ever since then, we've been the best of friends.
And also, does it bother you when guys, like, pretend to be you and they're like, ringing bells and they're just like faking it?
Well, many of them are doing good works for the poor, and any man who puts on a Santa Claus suit and or woman, although a woman in a Santa Claus suit, now wouldn't that be funny? But
yeah.
But if they're doing good works for people, I find, Sierra, that's the best thing of all. I don't care. They can dress up as me as long as they're treating people well.
Okay.
All right, dear.
All right.
Have a wonderful, wonderful year.
You too.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Santa. We're going to take a break and come back and do a little more talking.
I'd love it, Phil.
All right. Santa Claus is with us. It's the Phil Henry Show.
When I'm talking to the kids, try not to butt in.
Right. Santa Claus is with us. The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Santa Claus is with us on the Phil Henry Show. It's that time of season, that time of year.
Phil. Oh, yes, I love Christmas time. Obviously, it's the best time of year for me.
Yes, it is, Santa Claus, and you make a lot of kids very, very happy.
Phil, I want to ask you a question, and I hope you understand that I mean this question very seriously.
Anything, Santa Claus. Ask me anything.
All right, Phil. Do you believe in me? Do you believe in Santa Claus?
You know I do, Santa. No doubt about it.
No. Seriously.
Seriously, I believe in Santa Claus, yeah.
Wait. Kill the music. Kill the music. I want to ask you, Phil, and I want you to answer Santa Claus honestly. Do you believe in Santa Claus?
Yeah, I believe in Santa...
Answer me honestly.
You want to know whether I believe in Santa Claus?
Yes, that's what Santa Claus is asking you. Do you really? Don't give me some phony baloney, I'm going to make the kids happy answer. Do you believe in me? Do you really?
Well, no, of course I don't believe in you.
All right, do you believe in this? You dirty little...
Why you hit me? What are you hitting me for?
I'll tell you why I'm hitting you. Don't believe in me, huh? Now do you believe in me? Don't pass out yet. Don't you pass out yet. Come here. Do you believe in me?
Yeah, it's my boy, don't you?
No, you don't. You're just saying that because I'm kicking your ass. Now you come here. Come here. Do you believe in me?
What do you want me to say?
What do I want you to say? I want the truth out of you. Do you believe in me?
I believe.
What do you believe I can do?
Kick my ass.
That's right. Santa Claus just kicked your ass, didn't he?
Yeah, so what? You'll never beat my free expression out of me.
Hold on, what did you say?
I said you'll never beat out my free will.
Oh, really? Well, I'll never beat out your free will, huh? Now, do you believe in me or don't you?
Yes, I believe in you. You have to kick my ass, though.
Yes, I did have to kick your ass because you said you didn't believe in me, didn't you?
When you're asking a question.
Well, you believe in me now, though, don't you?
I mean, what sense?
What do you mean, in what sense?
Do I believe your reindeer fly? No, I don't.
Okay, here's another little taste. But wait a minute. Oh! Now do you believe my reindeer can fly?
Yeah, sure. Your reindeer can fly.
Here's a little taste for you.
No, please. No.
Now suck on that. Come on, Rudolph.
Sure thing, Santa.
How do you like that? Get all that. I mean, what's the guy watching me? Okay, so, just a little bit before the end of the hour, this is the Phil Hendry Show. You said Santa Claus in here. I know you're saying, what's up with him? And the fact is, he just knocked about 6 of my teeth out. And my lower lip is just hanging. It's just like one piece of tissue that's keeping my lip on. What an ass. Hey, Phil, have you beaten Santa Claus? No. And I get my ass kicked for that? Blood. All right. Some of the things that we have coming up on our show, don't forget our big listener party. It's going to be happening in Las Vegas. That's going to be on February the 22nd. Okay, I know I sound like a retard. Please stop laughing at me. February 22nd is our big listener party. We'll have more announcements on that after we come back from vacation. Also, don't forget that this big listener party means you are going to be coming with us to Las Vegas. So that's got to be gambling. Vegas is a very, very sexy city. I don't think there's any doubt sexy. So I hope you can join us for that. And that'll be our big listeners party. Also, we want to hope that Chick Hearn gets well very soon because they're missing on the basketball. Excuse me, I got my ass kicked by Santa Claus. On the basketball broadcast. And, of course, I don't know if you guys want to come to Vegas with me because you don't want to see my face is kicked in. Like anyone wants to see my kicked in face. My face right now looks like someone's ass. That's how beat up it is. Okay, see you later.